Rockstar Podcast, episode 154. We talk about a lot of things, and I screwed up this intro so many times that I don't know what we talked about. So, hope you enjoy the episode. Bye.
I'm going to bring that up.
Hello, and welcome to Rockstar Podcast, episode 154. I just sat here and watched the whole podcast happen. So, basically, Mariano and Aggie have nothing else to say the entire episode.
No.
Schools and double private New York City events with nebulizers and all the things.
Oh my gosh, that was just a parenting sentence. Just all of the things.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they were not my parenting sentences, and they were definitely not my parents' parenting sentences, but they were definitely your two parenting sentences.
Hi.
Does everyone know what today is?
Oh, I know what it is.
Like National Not Have Taco Bell Serve Taco Day? I noticed that.
It's Friday.
Go ahead.
It's Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. How do you guys feel about that?
I don't care much either. My father actually said that in Italy, Friday the 13th isn't so bad, but Tuesday the 13th is horrible. I don't know where he got it from yet.
What, did you get hit by a bus that day?
I don't know. That's what he claims. So
is it his personal beliefs or a societal belief?
There's nothing
must
more
be a town belief
than an Italian woman, except an Italian man.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's nothing. It's unbelievable, the superstition.
This is interesting to me.
Which is amazing to me because they believe in Jesus, so I understand the superstitions. Based on zero facts. Hello, and welcome to this podcast.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I do.
So how are you doing, Lorenzo?
Well, I'm more vegetarian today than I was yesterday.
Why?
Yeah, no, I make fun of everything because everything is funny to me, but I have no problems with anything. So, like a week and a half ago, I don't.
I'm sorry. I make fun of everything, but I have no problems with anything.
Right. Okay, that's my life. That's how I run with it.
That's a good quote. We should tweet that out.
I am not judgmental at all, but I will make fun of your judgments.
Yeah.
That's two in a row right there. No, like a week ago, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to eat a lot less meat. That was it.
And that was it.
Yeah. So, like now, like I say I had meat, a meat meal once in the past 5 days, four days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is just what drove that decision?
Convenience. That's all it based on. I cut down red meat a lot over the past year. But, you know, for you, Mariano, as a vegan,
yes.
You know, it's too much. For Aggie, who is a carnivore like myself, you would probably notice a big difference in my intake. But then I'm like, So I had for lunch, today I have a three-bean salad. Yesterday I had eggplant meatballs. Last night I had salmon with rice and shrimp. And the day before that I had, I don't remember, but it wasn't meat.
Wait, so pescatarian. So you're eating fish.
Yeah. Don't label me. Don't label me. Hashtag don't label me. Look, she's laughing. She's like,
hey,
I know.
The fact that you're reducing, I think, is awesome.
There was nothing conscious about saying, well, there was, but it wasn't like, I was like, well, I need to, I don't know. I like chicken. I like turkey. I've reduced steak dramatically. I never go to a restaurant and order steak ever anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wait, so is this something you're doing or your whole family's doing?
Oh, nobody listens to me at my house.
Fair enough.
I'm the man and the husband.
What's your daughter doing? Is she eating the meat or not?
Yeah, but she eats what I make. So last night,
I was going to say, are you cooking or is it Karen cooking?
Right. Because of Karen's job. I mean, and because I can cook. Karen can cook. She doesn't listen to the podcast. She knows. She'll tell you right to your face. Like, he can cook way better than me. But she can cook. No, she's... my mother made rice, and she makes peas on, you know, two separate sides, but she combined them, and Sophia ate it. Sophia's not a problem. Mm. Food-wise, I have seen some parents have to go through that stuff. Like, I thank God that she is like that, and that's because of Karen, really.
That's really good.
Karen's a very healthy eater. She's never not picky or anything like that. I don't think I ever had an avocado until I met Karen. Like my house, it was like, you know, very Italian, like
sauce.
What is that? Oh, yeah. My mother didn't know what the hell organic was a year ago. She asked the doctor. She thought it was like
organic. Cosa questo organic?
Yeah, no. And if it's not a ShopRite in Numo for New Jersey, then the ShopRite down here is not acceptable. Right. So there's a lot of challenges. So no, nobody's listening to me. But Karen, yeah, they're all pretty flexible with food. My only threat is I tell Sophia that I'm going to make her a beet sandwich. Because they have the little organic round beets. She put a whole one in her mouth just because I told her she could have ice cream if she tried it. I mean, her face was like,
oh, God.
Right? So I just pop them. I eat them. I don't care about she.
Well, beets are hard. Beets are hard if you're going to. I think.
Yeah. Well, they're.
I think they're just hard like size. The first time you have them. I think there's like an unexpected.
Yeah.
It's an acquired flavor taste.
An acquired taste. Yeah. Because I did not like beets for the longest time, and now only recently have I started eating them more.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that they're my first choice, but yeah. I do like them.
I eat them
What's
regularly.
Everyone's thoughts on cauliflower? Because it's like the new thing. Could be turned into anything.
You want me to say?
Yeah.
You're stupid. Let's stop making the pizza out of it. Okay, just stop. I made it. It sucks. It's terrible.
I just ate
now, if you can't eat pizza, it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
if
my whole
you
thing.
Can eat pizza, you are making bad decisions. I would rather have pineapple on pizza than a cauliflower pizza. I saw the cauliflower rice.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I watched America put melted cheese on cauliflower. And it blows my effing mind away. Because you're not only not now having anything healthy, you're now having unhealthy stuff.
Yep.
You're better off not eating cauliflower and not having the cheese, the melted American cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That's whatever that is. You're better off just not eating. Eat a beet.
I do like cauliflower.
You said that for
it, though. About what?
With the cheese on the cauliflower.
Oh, it
you
makes,
asked,
I think it's funny. Well, because you're right. I mean, cauliflower, for all intents and purposes, is the most boring vegetable that can taste like nothing and anything because it retains anything. Kale has a taste. I feel like cauliflower, the reason why you can morph it into quote-unquote rice is because it doesn't taste like much.
Yeah. Although mashed cauliflower, you can get a pretty close approximation to mashed potatoes.
Because, but potato and cauliflower, it doesn't taste like, I don't know, I feel like maybe it's not a very pungent.
Potato makes vodka. Cauliflower does not make anything.
That is when we have jumped ship. If we have cauliflower vodka, we have problems.
If it tastes good, I'll do that, but no.
Oh,
No. Well, you say that, but you would never think a potato could be vodka.
It's true. I actually am a big fan of cauliflower, and the reason I ask is because my kids just tried it yesterday for the first time.
Oh.
And my vegetarian 7.5-year-old said it was acceptable as long as it was covered in breadcrumbs.
Yeah. Well, that's a better option than the processed yellow cheese, but...
Do you know, my kids actually, nobody asks for cauliflower in my house. my kids have really like broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
And I would serve that much more often if Gina wasn't allergic to it.
She's allergic to
which
broccoli?
Which is a weird. I know. It's one of those allergies.
These are the things I need to know real soon in a relationship. She's allergic to broccoli?
She's allergic to broccoli. And it's been one of those things that she's been allergic almost the entire time that I've known her.
I think she's allergic between the ears.
No, I don't know. No, she gets these severe stomach pains and just...
Oh, no, that's real.
Like, yeah, it's definitely real. Broccoli and eggs. I mean, eggs is a little bit
eggs
more common.
Bother me
I
as well.
Totally get it. But the broccoli, I've never really understood. But as a result, I don't have it that often. I love broccoli, and so do all the kids. But we don't have it that often because Gina's allergic.
My husband's allergic to bananas.
Get out. Yep. Wow. That's an allergy I've not heard of before.
Yeah, when I met him, I said, get out of here. No way you're allergic to bananas. And then we went and got a smoothie, you know, later on in our relationship, and he had a sip of mine that had a banana, and his throat started to close. It was so scary.
Oh, my
God.
So
bananas, like, he cannot do, but my kids love.
Can he touch, like...
He can touch them, but he washes his hands after because he really.
Or in the room, like it doesn't bother.
Yeah, that's okay. He thinks they're gross, probably as like his own defense mechanism.
Yeah.
But yeah, banana.
Wow. So no banana ice cream for him.
No, thank you. No, it's such a bummer. But everyone else in the house loves it. Sorry, Pete.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry, Pete. That's.
So broccoli and bananas. That's interesting. Unexpected allergies.
As we all get older, apparently I'm growing and expanding my horizons, and you guys are limited here.
Oh no, my palate is broad. I like a whole bunch of different
foods. Yeah, but you're not serving broccoli. See, that would be a tough one because, like, I'm allergic to tree nuts, so tree nuts don't enter the house.
Oh right? Yeah, okay. That's true.
But that's because it's airborne as well. And I will go into the hospital if I eat a Brazilian walnut or whatever.
But it's airborne, so if someone's eating it near you,
if you're eating it, shake my hand and I rub my eye. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I eat peanut butter by the gallon.
Oh, I was going to say, so peanut butter is okay, but...
Yeah,
but,
it's just, it's tree nuts. So like,
so like a hazelnut or... Yeah, no, like, no like, Nutella for you.
So do you walk around
Nutella,
with
a... Yes, tree nuts. Nutella, hazelnut's
not hazelnut's not a tree nut. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Isn't there hazelnut trees? I'm confused what a tree nut means. Do you walk around with an EpiPen?
No, I have 40 plus years of professionalism that I can walk into a room within 2 seconds and know. It just, like hummus, I'm allergic to sesame seeds.
Oh, yeah, no.
So those are two things. I walked in there. I couldn't, when you were online, I couldn't stand in there. When I used to work weddings, there was maybe 5 times a year where the opening course was a walnut salad. I had to leave. But I would always ask and find out. I knew ahead of time. No, I've never had an EpiPen because I can't tell you how much I know. I just know.
Yeah. What kind of reaction do you have?
Throat closes, eyes close.
Anaphylaxis.
And what?
Anaphylaxis.
Sesame just bothers my throat a little bit. So one time I had Japanese food, which is why I love Japanese, and I would want to eat sushi, but because of the sesame. And I threw up all night. So that was the sesame.
Wow.
But, yeah.
That's interesting. Well, growing up, I had that reaction to dairy. So I was...
I did, too.
I actually...
Grew out of it.
Really? I grew out of it as well.
Until about 9 years old, chocolate and milk.
Mine was I didn't find out until I was an adult. And I'm super glad our phones are all going off together.
No, it's mine. It's actually my laptop and my phone. It's fantasy baseball, so it's...
Fantasy right now? I can't. My husband's in 4 fantasy teams for football.
Does he? Really?
Right.
Oh,
365 days of the year.
Yeah, I know.
We asked for 16 of them. Can we have them?
Oh, no.
Can we have those 16 days?
Let's be real for a second, okay? When I first met my husband, he said, oh, but football season's almost over. And then it was whatever season next, and then whatever season. Yeah. It's never ending. If it's not football, it's going to be baseball. It's going to be hockey.
Well, baseball season, I think baseball season is tougher. Oh, I mean, I'm not a big football fan, so I don't watch football. I'll watch the Super Bowl if I happen to be going to a party, but baseball season I think is tougher because there's 162 games a year plus the postseason.
Yeah.
And now the preseason is becoming a thing too. So like the baseball season is long, and sometimes by the end of the season I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted.
I am exhausted.
Being such a wuss. You're not exhausted. Your son is exhausted because he watches all the games.
He does watch all the games. He at least listens to all the games.
And I'm because I watch the Rangers are my religion. So I got baseball and then 82 and it never ends.
Never ending.
Yeah, no, but you
know
what?
Good for you guys.
Yeah, because you know what? We can be pretty annoying and bothersome if we're bored. And guess what we're looking for when we are. So thank God for sports for everybody else.
I think that's really great. I mean, I actually am a little bit jealous because I love to play sports.
Yes.
They both high-fived.
I high-fived.
He went with it.
Yeah.
I love to play sports, but when I sit down to watch sports, I get very bored.
Which sports do you like to play?
All of them.
Really?
I used to play soccer a lot
Kid. Like I used to? What does that mean?
I feel like I did. I did play a lot of soccer growing up.
Okay.
And if someone was like, let's go play soccer right now, I would. However, if someone said, let's go watch soccer, I'd have to think about it. I enjoy watching it, but I just get bored halfway through. Like, I want to just play or...
Okay.
Do you play softball?
So... I didn't play softball as a child, and my hand-eye coordination was really bad, but I think I would enjoy it as an adult. I just wouldn't be
good. Wow, that's therapy right there.
Really?
Yeah, my mommy and daddy wouldn't let me play, so not because of that. I'm not very coordinated because of that.
That's not what I meant.
Well, that's what I heard.
Okay, well, that's not what I said.
That's not what I heard. That's not what I heard either.
Okay, so.
Because the way you didn't say it.
You can't see my face, I'm wearing glasses right now. Yeah. That was a revelation as an adult. Like, wow, Aggie needs glasses. I never had glasses as a child. Maybe they didn't think I need them. I don't know.
There you go again. I joke with Karen. She's like, I hug Sophia. I'm like, and she would like joke around. She's like, because nobody cared about me when I was a kid. My parents didn't hug me or something like that.
My God.
So like, that's what I hear.
Okay. I was saying is that I played softball a handful of times. I enjoyed it, but I never was on a team.
Okay.
And I run, as you know. So
yes.
And swimming.
Which is funny because to me, that's the most boring thing in the world. I mean, no, I understand why you like it, but I'm saying like,
I'm not watching running, although I do watch running sometimes. I guess that's true.
You watch races?
Yeah, I have like some favorite runners. But it's usually like a not a full thing. It'll be like, oh, my favorite runner posted something on Instagram, so I'll watch that race.
Well, a couple of things you might find interesting. My sister-in-law ran the Boston Marathon twice.
Wow.
And, you know, Sean, who is on the Bell
collab,
he ran the Boston Marathon, I think, last year, and he finished 26th overall.
Holy moly.
If I'm not mistaken. Like,
that's crazy.
Which is crazy for the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
I feel like I ran the Boston Marathon Wednesday night at the soccer game. We had no defense.
Oh, God.
It was a rough night.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, it's okay.
You gotta tape your knees?
No, my shoulder hurts. The other guy cracked two of his ribs. Oh, my. Which is, that's not powerful. That's not normal. That's not,
yeah, I was going to say, what kind
of they just ran into each other, and he landed, and the guy landed on him, but with his elbow first.
Oh,
rough. And the dude he fell on is a big dude, like round big, so yeah. He eats meat. no, but I'm saying, like, you know, he's a big dude, so, like, you know, to get there. So, yeah, that's what happened there. Wow. Did you bring papers for this, or no?
No, I did not. Oh, okay. No, those are not for this. But okay. I did bring a couple of articles.
Oh, yes.
So this came up in my news feed this morning, and I'm not a woman, so I maybe don't understand this completely.
Here, I'm waiting.
Wait, say that
but
one time.
Yeah, I'm not a woman, so I don't completely understand this. But
okay, here we go,
that's the clip. I wanted the clip. Okay. I wanted the clip, so I could just reload that.
So are you ready for this?
Yes.
So in my news feed this morning, a Nevada woman gives birth 24 hours after finding out she was pregnant. I just want to know how that happens.
No, you read the article. You tell me how that happened.
Is this real?
This is real. So apparently she was... So a couple things that were going on with her that I read in the article is that she had just... She was on an exercise routine and she had lost... She had lost a significant amount of weight, you know, like 20 pounds or something like that. And she was complaining of... She went to her doctor because she was complaining of stomach aches and so on and so forth. And the doctor said, you know, any chance you might be pregnant? And she said, I don't think so. And sure enough, she was. And then 24 hours later, she had the baby at 7.5 months. So...
Oh, that's different. Yes, I've heard this story a lot. I've heard stories of a woman who was in an elevator and gave birth right then and didn't know she was pregnant.
So
I thought you said she was pregnant 24 hours and then gave birth.
No. No. She found out she was pregnant, and then 24 hours later,
this story's
she gave
been.
Birth.
I've seen that. This
and
kind
she
of
was
story a lot.
She was 40. She was 46, and she had actually kind of resigned herself to the fact that she wasn't going to have kids. But you know, her blood work came back, and she was pregnant.
This is actually a pretty problem. I've heard this story many times over life.
Yeah, I've heard this too. That's why I asked, is this real? You know, are there other factors? Because there's a lot of contributing factors to where somebody maybe wouldn't necessarily know.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she was in her late 40s, and she said she resigned herself to thinking that she wasn't going to have children. Perhaps she had fertility issues that we're unaware of, and, you know, so she didn't think it was feasibly possible. I mean, there's a lot of other...
Oh, she's lying.
She did indicate that she was not. She did not think that it was physically possible.
So that would be... I could understand from her standpoint, wow, something must be really wrong. I have these stomach pains.
Right.
It not even dawning on her because she was told otherwise, you know?
Yeah. So
as a guy, it's impossible to comprehend that.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that I've heard the story many times over this lifetime. Well, for a female, you probably could at least put yourself in that mindset where you could say, well, maybe, you know, but for as a guy, I'd be like, how the heck could you not know that? But
well, I mean, here's the thing about being a woman. As the woman at the table.
I want to know.
I think
but I'm a
that,
lady.
Yes, you are. I think that there's a lot of medical work to be done when it comes to the female body. And even though we're starting to get there, there's a lot more. And if this woman was told by professionals, medical professionals, it wasn't possible, why wouldn't she believe them?
Well, the other thing that I'm curious about is, you know your body, mm-hmm. right? If you're in tune with your body, you know when something is different. I mean, I suppose the only thing that could have thrown her off is that she had lost this weight.
Sure.
So like that's atypical for a pregnancy, yes. But, but it's just, I'm.
Did she have her menstrual cycle?
It doesn't say.
That, I mean, that would be a.
Doesn't say in the article.
I mean, if she didn't have it for 5 or 6 months, but it could just be like, I don't want to deal with it.
But
menopause.
There are many.
It could be menopause.
Well, but
she could have
so here's the thing. Here we're going there. I think there's many different types of menstrual cycle syndromes. That, you know, if she's had PCOS, then polycystic ovarian syndrome. she may not have gotten it regularly. So there's, right. there's lots of different pieces. So I feel for her as a woman who's had two children. I knew pretty quickly that something was up because I know my body, and I did have like a, I actually told my husband, I'm like, something's going on. I need to go to the doctor. I'm not sure what's up. And I was very nervous, and he was in the waiting room, and we just were like, oh my gosh, I hope everything's okay, because I had taken pregnancy tests and they all were negative.
Oh, really?
And I actually had caught it so early, but it was at the doctor's office. They actually called my husband in from the waiting room. And he thought, okay, like he's like praying to God.
Right.
Came back and they're like, you're pregnant. And we both were like crying, like, how is this possible? But I mean, I had taken a pregnancy test and it was negative. So therefore in my mind, something must be wrong with me.
Yep.
Right? So there's gauging pregnancy is difficult.
In the Republican health plan, Viagra is covered. However, the birth control pill is not, which is fascinating to me.
Fascinating.
On a side note, brought to you by the Progressive Party of Rockstar Podcast. I feel like, you know, I'm pregnant, but...
Sometimes, you think you feel like you're pregnant.
Sometimes I wish I were pregnant. Oh, that really? Would explain a lot of
See,
things.
Okay, because you could have went the other way and said, you could have went the other way and been like, yeah, it's pregnant because it's easy and I don't have to do anything.
Oh, like, no.
Yeah, because he's too smart for that.
No.
Or maybe he's too dumb for that. I don't
know. No.
Yeah, okay, I'm not
I would be into pregnancy about till the second trimester.
Like, Bigfoot.com? Like, where do you get all these stories? You get
wacky
stories.
Yeah, that one sounds like it was on, like, a tabloid.
No, I mean, the it turns out to be Inside Edition, but...
Oh, all right, move on.
Yeah, moving on. This comes from NPR. So there was a study that was done... where it was discovered that optimists live 15% longer than people who are not optimists.
That's an optimistic.
Yeah, because their head is up when they're crossing the street. They don't get hit by a bus like a pessimist.
Right.
You're looking down at your phone all the time. You're miserable looking at someone else's Instagram post. And you're like, oh, I wish I could. Boom. Optimist is like the sun. Beautiful.
So I'm curious. Lorenzo, do you think of yourself as an optimist?
100% optimistic all the time. My motto, but all my life is, my mother gave it to me, is we'll figure it out. Always.
Oh, Karen will tell you. We'll
figure it out. Now, that's not due to laziness. That's due to we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. But because I like to make jokes, people don't think of me that way. But yeah, whether they live longer or not. Who made that? I guess an optimist?
Or maybe I guess a pessimist, it was an optimist. Yeah, right.
I'm a pessimist. 15% longer. Oh, great.
Right, of course.
That fucked up. I like it when you do this because I've noticed this. You sit back and sometimes I think you're like, what am I doing with these two idiots? And sometimes I think I have a story to tell. I'm not sure if I should tell it.
You should?
Yeah.
About optimism?
No, just in general, like when you see.
Oh, I just think that I'm entertained by both of you very much.
Okay.
This podcast is enjoyable for me to do, just to be able to watch you guys.
So you're an optimist.
So are you an optimist?
I think so. I think I would classify myself as an optimist most of the time. I think that, I don't know. I think I'm an overthinker, probably be the correct terminology.
Yeah, but when we say optimist, we don't mean like, I'm like, not like, rah, rah, like not that, that's like, you
optimist
know.
Just means that you always see the glass as half full.
I think of it as your default DNA goes to the positive.
Like, yeah.
It doesn't mean that like someone is like, you can do it, because sometimes you can't. Like I told Sophia, she probably can't do what she wanted to do about 2 weeks ago, in theory, right? Because she wanted to push the lawnmower and push the thing. That's not being, you know, I know that's silly, but like, I don't. But I'm not like rah rah like that. So, in terms of living longer, yeah, okay.
Well, it's interesting. One of the things that they said in the news, and this is audio, so actually you don't have to read anything for this.
Thank you. we have authors every week now.
They said that one of their theories as to why optimists live longer is because they take better care of themselves. They figured that they have a better outlook on life, so they eat better. They're more active.
That sounds. This sounds more like. Rather than optimism, it just seems like it seems like someone who's depressed and who's someone who is like happy, like because I know plenty of people who are happy but they're not optimistic. So when you say I agree with you the taking care part. I'm just saying like I think that's just someone who is just happy with their life, right? You don't have to like because I think of it differently. Happy and optimism doesn't necessarily have to be the same thing. It's not the same.
Yeah, you can be sad and optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can be a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of
things.
And
then if you're a pregnant woman who didn't know it, you're a whole shitload. You didn't even know what's going on.
Dude, that is, yeah.
You're still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really am. I just was like, that was a rough
there's a couple. There's a couple, you know, there was another news item that came up at some point this week where there was and I can't remember the details because I didn't note the link, but there's some Indian couple that is in their 70s and are having their first child.
Yes.
Oh, I saw that. 76 years old.
Yeah, 76, thank you.
That. Yeah, well, you know what?
To each his own.
As Chris Cuomo said when he reported the story and I watched it, and I'm just like, well, okay, that's fine. But you dumb.
I think.
I mean, yeah.
If that's what they want, that's great. But I hope they have some people supporting
like seven
them
kids,
for that.
I mean, if you, like when you have seven kids, right?
Didn't they have any?
That's the first one.
But it's the same logic, right? Like when, well, to me it is the same logic. Like when family has like, they're like, oh, and this is my eighth kid. I'm like, I mean, do you really need to fertilize the whole thing? I mean,
teach his own. That's my motto.
Oh, yes, like, teach his own.
19
I agree with
and
you.
Counting.
But yes. I'm like the Chinese there. Like after your third kid, we ain't paying for nothing. That's it. You're out.
You're out.
Yeah. And especially if they're redheads.
Hey, now.
yes. So I did see that story. To each their own is a good answer, and yeah. I agree with you. But I also sometimes personally think it's a cop-out answer because I'm like, I don't really say what I really want to say, and that's what I really want to say is 76 years old.
Well, I mean, we're obviously looking at that story from our own perspectives because
yes.
we all have kids.
Yes.
So
I'm looking at the perspective of 76 years old. I ain't no perspective.
Oh, man. Well, I just don't know how you have, at my age, in my mid-40s,
yes.
I don't feel, I have a tough time keeping up with my kids.
Well, so that's where I'm saying teach your zone, right?
Right.
I have no idea how they feel inside their bodies. I'm not 70, right?
Right.
Plus, and I know how I feel in my body at my age, but maybe they're feeling awesome.
Hey, yeah.
You,
know? I mean, you're right.
Could you take a guess at how you think they feel
sure,
at 76?
But would
and
that
when
be
you
fair?
See them, you realize how they feel at 76.
I didn't see any pictures.
Yes, I saw.
I don't necessarily want to see them, but I don't think that that's for me. Would be my
yeah,
response.
And I think that's
yes,
a good
that's
response.
Yeah, it's right. You got them right. They're crazy.
Would,
they're crazy.
Not for me.
Someone that I went to school with is in the newspaper. She went and got an IVF.
Yep.
Spent $500,000.
Wow.
And the child looks Asian, and both of them are white.
Well, like yeah,
I have the stories about. Someone.
Now, this is national news. No, I should say local national, whatever that means, tri-state.
Oh,
so
man.
I wouldn't say it if it was that, but it caused a divorce for them. And they have another child who they did the same way, but differently, not IVF, just in vitro?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's 10 years old. So there's a whole article about
it. How is the child doing? How old is the child?
Listen to.
Wow, that's rough. It caused a divorce?
Apparently because...
Wow.
The quote is, people would ask questions about where we got the child at shopping malls and places like that.
Okay. Well, to each their own.
I could tell you the one
I'll
thing.
Bite my tongue.
They're going to make a lot of money off that hospital because
yeah,
if they, because I guess they're doing DNA tests and stuff like that. So, I just figured that, I read that story, you know, someone from high school, so it got circulated through my world. And we were talking about this. Otherwise, I wasn't going to bring it up. Plus, it's in page 6 of all the New York papers. So it's not
wow.
worth anything.
Wow. Well, I always just, in every story that we've discussed, I always just think about the child. That's usually where my head goes. And maybe that's my maternal
yeah.
instinct is, oh, man, I wonder what that's going to do to that kid when they grow up and they find out about all these articles about their parents.
Well, they didn't get glasses when they were younger. Or
my parents are probably going to listen to this and be like, Aggie, your eyesight was fine.
Yeah, well, you're right. They're probably listening to that. And you could throw a ball real well because I'm optimistic. what are some things that you're you said I don't judge. So what do you judge outside of cauliflower? Give us something.
Poor cauliflower.
What? That's so broad of a question. I need something. Like,
I know.
What?
Like, oh, clearly, fantasy baseball and football, you had no problems judging.
Well, so here's the thing. No, I do judge complacent activity. I always done for social purposes or enjoyment. I don't quite understand why you would like watch a sport. I don't understand how it's possible. It's not judgment. I don't understand how it's possible to get so much joy from watching other people do something that you could do. Like, if you're watching, and I get it, here's the thing, like, I understand that, you know, those who play football are amazing and are much better than you, but wouldn't you get as much joy just playing football yourself?
What's funny is I'll say something completely opposite to you. I think my life is 100 times better than your lives because of sports and watching it. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I mean it like as in like the team aspect, the whole thing, and having something like the New York Rangers for me my entire life, in which case that if you told me child and wife or the Rangers, I'm going to the Rangers, kind of, sort of. No, but like that having
Karen
that
does not
unbiased,
listen to this
absolute passionate. Now, I'm a very quiet fan. My wife worries about me when because I watch sports so much, but I'm like not like, rah, rah, like, in fact, to the point of like, I won't go to Giant games anymore because of it. I hate the overtop bravado.
Yeah.
I'm
the same kind of
fan. You want to bring the kids? I'm like, I would never bring, not my daughter, I would never bring my kid there at 5, 6 years old. Hockey is a different experience. It's actually more family oriented than anything but football. Like I don't even enjoy it. And I did 12 years of season tickets for the Giants and Jets. I haven't been to a game in 6 years now. But
so what do you enjoy then, watching it at home?
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe it's just because my brain works in a different way.
Well,
you watch Game of Thrones. Right?
Yeah, but if someone said to me, do you want to go watch Game of Thrones or do you want to go for a long run? I would choose going for a long run.
Right, no, but what I'm saying to you is the Game of Thrones. Imagine Game of Thrones started when you were 5 years old and now you've grown.
Ugh, with that's messed up.
it is genuinely like.
That makes sense. There's a camaraderie aspect.
And I was just going to say that for me, it's a generational thing. So, you know, some of my earliest memories of childhood are watching the Red Sox with my grandfather. Okay. I don't love the Red Sox because I love the Red Sox because they're my home team. They have they're a connection for me for Boston. They were a connection with me for my grandfather. Their connection with me for my son, because my son is very passionate about the Red Sox. So it's something that we connect with. Okay. It's something that we can go to together. We've been to several games. And when you grow up with that, I think when you go to a place like Fenway Park and you're there and you see the things that you've seen on TV your whole life, like the Green Monster or the red seat in the bleachers where Ted Williams hit the longest home run, like you have a connection to history, and it may seem to the casual watcher it might not seem something that's interesting or substantial, but I think if it's something that's been woven into your life, even if it's not at the top at all times, I think that that's why people get into sports in the way they do. So, like I said, I don't wear it on my shoulder all the time. I'm very respectful of other teams, but for me, it's a way to connect with family.
See, now that you say it that way, because my brain didn't go there naturally because I didn't grow up with it in that capacity. I judge myself with my judgment. I think that makes a ton of sense. And I am now thoughtful about it. And now I'm thinking about how my husband watches sports with our kids and how they always like to watch with him because they're doing it together. Well, I never grew up with that. Now I understand it. See, market research of one.
That's now you miss. Never works. Now you miss it.
Well, no, but I have various other parts of my life that I get enjoyment from in a similar capacity because of the historic familial tie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sports, but for my husband and his family, it is. And actually, I'll give you an example. I should have put two and two together. We were my niece, who's three, slept over or tried to sleep over the other night. She missed her parents and wanted to go home. And so one thing that we did waiting for her parents to come over was she was allowed to watch soccer with her Uncle Pete, who's my husband. And she's grown up with an affinity for sports. And even though soccer isn't necessarily what her dad watches, she immediately was like, so when's the ball going to come on the screen? And which color are we rooting for? Okay, cool. I'm this color. And she knew all of the things. And they were able to bond over that. And I just kind of sat back and watched it and thought it was really sweet. But it didn't occur to me that they'll now share that forever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really sweet.
And I think that's what sports does for a lot of people. And from the most ardent fan to the quietest fan, is that they you start to learn. And I think one of the things that sports has done over the years is they start to pull in the stories of these athletes, so that you can connect with them in a different way. So this, you know, like the story that I always remember is I think it was Xander Bogaerts, who's the shortstop for the Red Sox. He grew up in Aruba, learning how to bat by hitting almond pods that would fall from his grandfather's tree. I may have gotten that story totally wrong, but I know it's one of the, it's either Xander Bogaerts or Mookie Betts. Pretty sure it's Xander Bogaerts. And so, like, that's a cool story. And you and these things, I mean, it stuck with me because, again, it's going back to his childhood, why he has a connection with baseball, and why he ended up where he is today. So, so you develop that kind of relationship with the team members as well. And so it's a great story.
I think that's true, all those public interest stories. I actually recently had the opportunity to meet Hideki Matsui.
Really? Wow.
Yes, through my company. He's a supporter of Stop It Solutions. Everyone go to stopitsolutions.com. and anyway, so Hideki Matsui was there, and he was there because, and speaking Japanese, and I wasn't quite sure of everything that was going on. However, afterwards, was told that the story he was sharing was about how he used to be bullied and was standing up and taking a stand against bullying in Japan. And hearing him speak was pretty amazing because he's such a figure and has so much, you know, popularity, but ultimately he also grew up as a child, as we all have, and experienced a lot of the same things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I don't know, it was kind of magical to just watch him talk.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't necessarily have a tie to his sports teams that he previously was with.
But yeah, but you know, now if you ever watch one of those sports teams, sure, you'll be like, oh, I get that. You know, I understand why people like him.
He was very likable. He was quite nice. Yeah. You're 100% right. See, you asked me to judge things, and now I'm just coming out She's of this starting. Judging myself. I think that's the answer. What does Aggie judge herself?
I like it when the Rangers beat the shit out of the Devils.
That's
like,
true.
I genuinely like it. I like it when the Rangers beat the shit out of the Devils. I don't like the Devils. I don't like the fans. I don't like anything. The men are not attractive. The women are always getting biggie-sized stuff. I don't care. Yeah, that's right. You go into this world with me, and it's over. Like, I'm not like, oh, he's so nice and optimistic. And no, I hate you all. Yeah, no, and the Flyers, Philadelphia, there's nothing good that comes out of Philadelphia. It all stays in there. Like, they climb up poles with grease. Like, who does that?
It gives you something to talk about.
That gives me, yes, to strive to. Your father, when we grew up, he climbed up the pole to Greece, and now together, forget it.
When my husband and I lived in Portland, Oregon for a really long time, pre-kids, and we got season tickets to see the Portland Timbers, which is their soccer
Hoorah!
Team.
Oh, cool.
Good.
As long as they beat the Sounders,
oh,
I don't care.
Wait,
and,
oh.
We had season tickets before they kind of were a big deal, and then they started to become a big deal, and it was a big deal to have the season tickets. Moved
they were a big
Portland.
Deal when they first started.
They
just sucked.
But it was fair. So, but I used to go to those games, and I didn't necessarily enjoy watching the games, admittedly, but I enjoyed the camaraderie around us. And so now I do have a soft spot in my heart whenever I hear the Timbers are playing. I'm like, oh, that's nice. It brings me back to those memories. But I still don't sit down and watch it.
The problem is Sam, who's listened to this podcast for a very long time and works for Mariano, goes to every Seattle game.
Ah,
he is a big
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sounders.
As a Red Bulls fan and former Metro Stars prior to the Red Bulls, when they changed to it, you know, my preference is neither of your teams. But because in 28 years... The team in New York has now won a championship.
Yeah.
Oh, get the supporter shield. Oh, congratulations. You lost.
It's hilarious. That's actually bringing it back to bonding. That's actually how I bonded more with the members of my Washington group.
DC United?
No. Oh, okay. No, the Sounders. So we went to Washington State. We went to Seattle. State. We went to one of the playoff games, as a matter of fact, last year against the Timbers.
That's funny.
It was the Timbers. And they were, I don't remember how it worked, but it was if they won that game or tied that game.
Aggregate, whoever got the most goals, yes.
It was something like that. And they lost, but it was great because we all went as a team. You know, I never watched a bunch of soccer games, but but I got this. I had to get into it because I was with my team. So my team at Avellient, so I bought a scarf and I wore
the
colors.
You're putty in Seinfeld as a Devil fan.
What?
You're putty in Seinfeld.
Oh.
When he paints his face. Bah! He does that.
Yeah. Everybody's listening to this. Just wait.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It looked like I just motorboated the microphone, by the way.
Oh, man. All right.
What is rocks or podcast? Doesn't matter. Okay, so this was about as interesting as a random podcast. Okay.
Don't eat a lot of meat and watch sports. Go team.
I can't wait.
High five, bros.
I can't wait to hear your summary this week.
summary? Oh, the beginning?
It's good. Hey, listen, if we can talk about CPAP on a podcast, we can really talk about anything.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah, yes. I think so, yes.
I mean, we just talked about menstrual cycles. And
oh, my gosh, we did.
And CPAP machines? Like, and, you know, I don't want to say anything, but when it was the guys, it was a little dicey sometimes. Back in the 2009 era when there was no worries
about
anything.
Hey, listen, to be fair, next week we can talk about ED if we want to.
Whatever your problems are, dude, that's fine by me. I don't care. Maybe that's why Gina doesn't like broccoli. You should, Aggie, go listen to, at one point, the first 5 minutes of episode one or two.
Okay.
Just to hear specifically me, because this is the intro. Hello and welcome to Rockstar Podcast. Thanks for joining us today. That was the intro for like the first four. Do you remember?
I do.
Yeah.
And I
then
remember.
All of a sudden I go, hello and welcome to Rockstar Podcast.
It was.
It seemed like it stemmed.
It's a different time. You always, Lorenzo also always did the podcast standing up. And
you did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now we're sitting, guys.
He had a...
Yeah. Well, I've been sitting for a while. I'm in the 40s, you know.
He had a lot of... he brought a lot of energy to the podcast.
Well, I was also drinking a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
By then, I would be two drinks in easily. With, you know, like Bacardi's and type
stuff. All right. Good talk.
Episode 154. It's in the can. See ya.